This is BI Radio.
Hi, I'm Don Campbell, Chief Technology Officer.
I'm Stefan Jew, Technical Architect.
And I'm Andrew Cowell, Product Manager.
Today we want to talk about the topic of green IT. It's one of the trends coming certainly for 2008. We hear lots of, about it. Gartner's named it their number one strategic technology for 2008. So the question is it real? Is it a fad? Is it making a big difference to the world? Where do we stand on that?
It certainly has big potential difference that it could impact, so I hope it's not a fad. There's so much waste that seems to be going around. I think a study from one environmental services firm estimated that something like 2.5 billion metric tons of waste is produced every year. And so there's monetary and...
general environmental.
environmental reasons to address this issue.
I was meeting with a company just last week, actually, that what they do is they help you measure your carbon footprint. And it helps you measure sort of as personally how much carbon do you generate when you drive to work or you use your stove or, you know, all of those kinds of things that you do. And they do it for corporations as well. And they say they're getting a big uptake in it from IT departments that are trying to understand because they don't know all sort of the chemical elements of it, et cetera. They just want somebody to come in almost as a consultant and help them understand where they're being wasteful and where they can improve. And they claim that their customers are looking at this not just from a social standpoint, but also because it really can save money for the company.
Oh, for sure. I mean, if you have servers sitting around powered up, doing absolutely nothing, and all they're doing is pumping off heat, second law of thermodynamics in action, it is a huge waste.
Right. Estimates peg it at something like 4% of actual CPU time is actually being used at any given time. That means 96% of it is being wasted. I guess that's where trends like virtualization as a software solution seems to really help. So even given the same hardware, it's nice to know that you could leverage that same hardware and maybe get a whole lot more value out of it in use.
So the hardware itself isn't using any less power. It's just using it more efficiently to do your business processing tasks, and therefore you need less of them powered up at any one time.
Right. It's also nice to see the same healthy trend on the hardware side. You know, looking at really identifying the amount of CPU power that you really need to do 90% of your chores and being able to do that in sometimes 1 to 2 watts of power. That's very low compared to where we've historically been.
Well, there's a lot of laptops that'll burn your lap right off, and all you're really doing is browsing. And beyond the inefficiencies of power usage, there's also the whole life cycle issue of obsolete technology. I mean, what happens with old gadgets and old CRTs and, you know, horror stories of them being sent overseas and taken apart by barefoot kids just to pull copper out of
right.
Components. It's a horrible story. And I think the longer life cycle you can have for some of these technologies, you're also benefiting that. If you can have a server last that much longer because mm-hmm. Maybe you buy it higher capacity and virtualize it to begin with, make it part of a grid and eke more out of it for a longer life cycle. The whole idea of reduce, reuse, recycle, try to do those first 2 hours first before you actually have to get rid of the hardware itself.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to any improvements in the battery space. There have been some recent developments in the last year or so, but nowhere near the revolution that I'd like to see. That seems to be the most wasteful part, at least right now, you know, at least in the components that I carry around.
Very hard to get rid of some of these things. You can't just throw them in your garbage and
No. Let
your municipal garbage truck pick them up.
Right. But again, there are companies stepping up now. There are many places that will take back old batteries and dispose of them properly, make sure they don't have an environmental negative impact and that it's all cleaned up.
Even the light in my projection television set went the other day and has mercury in it. You can't just throw it out. So those kind of things, any kind of benefits we can get out of technology advancements to reduce the throwing away of of these dangerous components would be great for the future. I know Sun's been talking about green systems for quite a while, and they're saying that it really makes a difference to not only the power that gets generated, but as you start to think about how to generate components and how to leverage power better, there is there's a savings to the business for sure, and an environmental savings. And they're saying that the cooler, of course, they can make components run, the faster they can push them, and therefore they can actually build better components that have better compute power. So everybody kind of wins out of a situation like that.
Yeah, unless they put all the effort into the cooling systems, which take that much more power and then just pump the leftover heat out into the atmosphere. I mean, some people are taking it really far. Google, for example, wanting to be basically carbon neutral is my understanding. Right. And taking it so far as, well, we consume a lot of power, and they do. It's a huge cost for them getting into the power business and trying to figure out ways that they can ethically produce the power that they need to run their system. So you could take this pretty far.
That's right. That's Google's RE less than C. I'm not sure how to pronounce it, but it's the Renewable Energy Cheaper Than Coal initiative that they've recently announced, spending millions of dollars on solar and other renewable energy, putting millions of dollars where their mouth is, hiring scientists. So very interesting. Obviously, anything Google does, you know, people tend to watch. But it's also nice to see IT departments actually even monitoring this, because starting to realize that it can actually significantly affect their bottom line. You know, so even going through the process of identifying the metrics to use, you know, looking at studies, how can I measure waste in an IT environment? It's very interesting to see those metrics starting to show up in reports.
So this becomes a performance management issue as well, where
Absolutely.
You have to understand the strategy of the company and how it percolates down to everybody in the organization and how they participate in that strategy, etc. You can do that from a power consumption standpoint as well. You can put it in scorecards, and you can manage it on a dashboard, and you can run reports against it. And so there really is a play there for a performance management system to take this as one of the elements of a strong performing company.
Yeah, and the key there is it really is one of the elements. It looks like you just need a coordinated effort. But the good news is there's so many options available that people can use to optimize right now, just partially because we're doing so poorly, but I think also partially because this isn't going away. We're all still early, but we are heading in the right direction. And there seems to be, even over the last year, some significant progress and awareness being made.
So I guess when we're asking fad or not, we're saying it's not a fad. It's a fact of life for us here on this planet. We all better take it seriously. And it looks like organizations are, and companies are coming to the forefront and taking some leadership position there, which is all good. So we look forward to this trend continuing through 2008. So thanks very much to everyone. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, everyone.
Talk to you again soon.
Thanks, everyone.
Is performance management in your DNA? Cognos 8 version 3 is the DNA for performance evolution. Discover it online at cognos.com/DNA. See a demo of new features in Cognos 8 BI, discover new deployment capabilities, and explore other components of our complete performance management solution. Discover the building blocks for better decision-making today. Visit cognos.com/DNA.
Insights on performance management from the people who shape the industry.